As the fragile peace deal in Syria enters its fourth day, violence in the Middle East country continues. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says it's essential that the six-point peace deal worked out by joint UN Arab League Special Envoy Kofi Annan hold so that inclusive political dialogue can continue.
Syrian authorities must exercise maximum restraint. And again, the opposition forces also should fully cooperate so that this cessation of violence will continue.
The UN has already sent in an advance monitoring team made up of six observers from the Department of Peacekeeping. They arrived in the capital of Damascus on Sunday, a day after the UN Security Council passed a resolution authorizing their deployment. By the end of the week, about 30 monitors are expected to be in the country. Ahmad Fawzi, the spokesman for the joint envoy, says the team will expand from there.
What we expect to happen is that the Security Council will meet this week, towards the end of the week, after they receive a report from the Secretary General. And they will discuss the deployment of the full observer mission, that is, numbers up to 250.
When asked about the next wave of monitors, the American ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, who is Security Council president this month, said the U.S. is gravely concerned about the violence that continues in Syria, including what seems to be an escalation of shelling in the city of Homs.
Should the violence persist, and the ceasefire or cessation of violence more aptly not hold, that, as we said as a council and as we said on a national basis on Saturday, will call into question the wisdom and the viability of sending in the full monitoring presence.
While Ban Ki-moon says he is also concerned about the violence, he is hopeful the Security Council will approve more monitors as soon as possible. He says he'll be presenting concrete proposals for an enlarged team by Thursday.
I hope that with the deployment of these observer missions, which will be enlarged in the near future, we'll be able to ensure that there is cessation of violence and inclusive political dialogue will be able to continue.
Meanwhile, the Secretary General says humanitarian aid and assistance will continue to be mobilized for Syria.